This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. According to the Book of Honor, a Roseau County Veterans Park project, the United States had 320,518 casualties in World War I, of which 116,516 died. Roseau County listed 15 of their sons as battle casualties of World War I. I'll read some of their stories from the Book of Honor on this 100th anniversary year of our country's entry into the Great War. This article was published in the November 8, 1918 issue of the Roseau Times Region. River Soldier Dead in France. Gunder Hammer of River received word this week that his son, Oscar Hammer, had died of wounds in France. The information came in two letters, one from a chaplain and the other from the Red Cross nurse who attended him. The letters stated that Oscar Hammer was wounded in action by shrapnel, which later necessitated the amputation of one of his legs. Blood poisoning developed, from which death resulted. Lewis Hammer Hendershot was also killed in action that fall. Information from Dorothy Hurling, his niece, was used to compose the page in the Book of Honor dedicated to him. Lewis was born in Todd County, Minnesota, May 2, 1894, to William and Edith Hendershot. He had six brothers and three sisters. The family moved to Roseau County in 1914 and homesteaded in Beaver Township. He was drafted into the Army in the spring of 1918 and was killed in action in August of the same year. The Roseau Times Region reported on October 4, 1918. A telegram was received this week by the Hendershots of River that Lewis Hendershot had been killed in action. Information that he had been killed was received unofficially last week through a letter from John Loken to his brother at Skyme, stating that he saw Hendershot fall. What time he fell or any other details we have been unable to learn. This article on December 27, 1918, tells about the funerals of the two from that area. Memorial services for Oscar Hammer and Lewis Hendershot, two Roseau County boys who died on the battlefields in France, were held in the River Church last Sunday with Reverend C.W. Onnisted giving the memorial sermon. A service flag carrying six blue and two gold stars was also dedicated at the same time. This latter exercise had been planned for early this fall, but the flu epidemic delayed it until now. The death of another serviceman, Ira J. Fish, was reported in December 1918. Information from Margie Fish Roosevelt contributed to his story in the Book of Honor. Ira was born February 21, 1887, in Wright County, Minnesota. He was considered an exceptionally bright young man. Ira Fish and Miss Hazel D. Jordan of Clear River were married on Friday, November 17, 1911, in Warroad by Justice Moorhead. They made their home on the homestead the groom owned in Clear River. Eventually, they had two daughters. On December 26, 1918, the Warroad Pioneer reported, Tuesday's casualty list contained the name of Ira J. Fish of Clear River, among those severely wounded in action during the last days of fighting in France. He went over early in the summer and has been on the fighting line for some time. February 13, 1919, the Warroad Pioneer reported, word was received last week announcing the death of Ira J. Fish, which occurred in France January 10th. Death was due to blood poison caused by a gun wound, which Mr. Fish received in action last August. Chaplain Carl Miller sent a long letter to Mrs. Fish of Clear River, in which he told of the Christian service he had conducted for Ira. The letter in part reads, I did not have the privilege of being with the 129th Infantry in which your husband went into battle, but I saw him here and know by his courage and good sense that he had the admiration and esteem of his officers and comrades. He has gone to join that host of 50,000 American heroes, martyrs all, who gave themselves that others might live and be safe. The cemetery in which Ira is buried is a beautiful place, a lovely green hillside, And in this section of France, there is no winter, so the French people very thoughtfully keep flowers and evergreens on the graves of America's dead. A white cross marks the resting place with his name, company, and regiment printed thereon. I read over his grave the prayers and scripture passages you might hear at any such service conducted by a Presbyterian minister. A firing squad of 8 Marines fired the military salute of 3 volleys over his grave, and the bugler blew taps. May God bless and comfort you. I'll read more of these World War I servicemen's stories next week. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county's stories.